Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Sarah Heiner back on the show. Sarah is a second-generation CEO and leader of the great American publishing company, Bottom Line Publications. They produce the outstanding periodical and then the annuals that they produce, health breakthroughs, the Bottom Line yearbook, et cetera, et cetera. Their Bottom Line personal twice a month is outstanding. She's our good friend, Sarah. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. I love being here. Always love it.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. And Sarah, I threw you a curveball. I don't want to talk about crickets yet. I want to move over. I want to talk about that in the second segment. Let's talk about...
okay, no crickets this morning.
No, I want more time on that one. I want to talk about...
Okay.
So, folks, what we do here is Sarah brings a number of different topics from Bottom Line Personal that are of interest to all of us, you and me and her. And so we talk about those things. And so one of those things you mentioned was use a professional booker when you're booking a trip with points, travel, and awards. And, of course, that's if you aren't married to someone who is a professional, you need that, right? My wife is not a professional in terms of she makes a living that way, but she is amazing at how she gets us organized and makes sure we maximize our points. And I mean, she's pulling points in out of the skies. It's amazing.
Well, but it's not so easy. So, you know, if you've ever tried to book your point travel, you know, at the simplest level, the seats may or may not be available. The points may require more points than you have.
Yep.
Can drive you a little bit crazy. But there are companies actually who will book your travel with your points. Mm-hmm. And they know things like there are airlines that are partners. So I've got United points. What other airlines that I'm not aware of will take those points to find flights that are available to me? Yeah. So there are actually secrets to it. It's not as simple as simply call up United, find out what your seats are, yes, no, too many, goodbye.
Right.
And that. So I had hundreds of thousands of points on one of my credit cards that I'd been accumulating.
Right.
I wanted to try and book a trip, and they didn't go where I wanted to go, or they couldn't give me the flights I wanted, and I gave up, and I got credit. I just said, forget it, just cash in my points. Now, that was good for my credit card, but it lost me the opportunity to leverage those points.
Mm-hmm.
So there are companies that are out there, literally, that they will book your travel. Now, you have to pay a fee for it, but you pay $100, $200 a person, depending on where you're traveling, depending on how complex the itinerary. But if they can book you on your multi-city tour of Europe that you couldn't do on your own, oh please!
Yeah,
you know how much
you're
time
right about that.
Did your wife take?
That's right. That is an area, especially if you're using, if they're helping you with multiple facets, not just an airline or not just a hotel. If they're putting the whole thing together, I completely agree with that. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is the way you spend your money could actually, like if you've got a bunch of points, you can spend them in a certain way and you might get half of those back.
Depending on your program that you have.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very complex, but these guys are expert in it, and you can combine. You know, you've got, I don't know about you, I've got three different point sources. I've got a Visa card that has points. I have an American Express that has points.
Yep.
And then I have an airline card.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, how do you put those pieces together in a way? It's, you know, it's really interesting. What is it? 5 years ago, they said the travel agency business was dead.
Right.
They're coming back.
No, that's right. That's right. Well, they just had to reinvent themselves since the 90s, completely reinvent themselves. But the main thing is, you and I are professional travelers. So, but if for people who aren't, who maybe travel, you know, make a big trip once a year or every other year, something like that. That is what your advice is, money well spent. Absolutely.
Well, it is, but besides which, you know, not only do they have to reinvent themselves, I think people are realizing that do-it-yourself is great in certain places. Sometimes you really need service.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
so
right.
You really do need, well, know, as long especially, as they're educated and have the knowledge to give you.
Especially when this is a world that changes, and they're up to date on how things are changing. They're up to date on the new rules. Also, it's becoming more expensive. The points that you use are not as valuable as they used to be.
They're starting
to lower the value of these things, and you got to keep up with all that too. So, all right, I need the website, Sarah.
Let me give you. I was just going to give them to you. There were three of them that we mentioned in the publication: Book Your Award, Award Magic, and Points Pros.
Okay. Good.
And all of them, they've got, again, they each charge a fee. It says real clearly on the site what the rules are, how it works. But you know what? If you want to use those points and save your brain cells, let them do it for you.
And your own website, quickly.
My website, bottomlineinc.com.
So check it out, folks. Sarah and I will be right back. We're going to talk about crickets when we come back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.